Hello, and thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. Can I have you verify your first and last name, please?
Hi, Jasmine. This is Nikki Pullenbarrow.
Okay, thank you for that information. Can I have you verify your zip code, please?
32935.
32935.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for that information. And can you verify your address?
133 San Juan Circle in Melbourne, Florida.
I show you have the monthly membership at $16.04. How can I help you?
Okay, I'm not looking for a monthly membership. And I just noticed that $20.09 is my account.
Yes, for the monthly.
I have two pair of leggings I need to return to you at this time. I have your address in Carolina. I just looked up your company to try and get your phone number, and it said that you're permanently out of business. So I don't understand. You know, I didn't sign up for any monthly subscription, ma'am. I don't want leggings coming every month. The two pair that I have that I'm returning tomorrow, I have a note inside there of what I want placed. I want capris instead of leggings. I want these two pair of leggings to be replaced with two pairs of capris that I picked out, and I wrote down the name of them. And then I want to cancel the subscription. I do not want any more leggings.
Well, we do not accept any returns, but we can swap it out, ma'am.
Well, yeah, that's what I want. I want to exchange it. But what do you mean you don't accept returns? You sent me an email saying return, send your returns with the order number, whatever. I don't know the order number, so I just put the shipping label in there. And I wrote a letter. I wrote down what I want in exchange for these two pair of leggings. Because you sent me, first of all, I got a green pair of leggings. I hate the color green. I would never wear green, never order green. So the email told me to send them back, and I will get. They'll be exchanged for what I want. Then I no longer want any more leggings.
Okay. Yes. Well, we can swap it out, and I'm willing to provide you. It does come with different colors, and you know we have capris, leggings, t-shirts. We have different items, dresses. I could provide a 25% discount and postpone it for a month.
What do you mean a 25% discount and postpone it for a month?
All future charges.
No, ma'am. No, that's not going to help me. I need that $20.99 taken off of my account now. So it's going to make me overdrawn. And I'm not going to do that. So I will call my bank and I will dispute the charge, and then you won't get shit.
Well, ma'am, I was just trying to encourage you. No need for the language, ma'am. I will go ahead and cancel out the account and issue a full refund. Give me one brief moment. Just another brief moment.
Okay, I'm not trying to be rude to you. I'm not feeling well. And I was very upset to see that charge because there's going to be a check coming up against my account. It's going to make me overdrawn.
Yes, I completely understand. One moment.
You know, I don't have a $35 fee to pay. I don't have it. I live on a very tight budget. I'm on disability. So, you know, I can't have this recurring charge. Especially since I was under the impression when I first ordered, I didn't sign up for any subscription. I thought it was a buy one, get one.
Yes, ma'am, I completely understand. I'm sorry to hear that. Just another brief moment, ma'am. I'm just counseling and noting in your account.
Okay. Will I still be able to get what I want in return for these two?
Yes, ma'am. You can still swap them out.
Okay.
Just another moment. Are they worn, ma'am?
No, they've never been worn. They're still in the bag. I took them out. I took them out of the bag to show you a picture. You said an email that you wanted to send us a picture. And so I took them out of the bag. I took a picture and I put them in the bag. In the bag. Neither pair have ever been touched.
Okay.
The only thing I did was take the one pair out of the bag, take a picture of them, the green pair, and they're hideous green.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. I did issue a full refund to your account.
Thank you very much.
Let me give you a confirmation number. No, you're ready.
Go ahead.
06238.
06238.
Correct.
Stop it, Ace. I'm sorry, my cat is being crazy. Should I tell you now what I want in replace for these?
No, you have to send a picture first of the return and mail it back first. Then they'll give you a gift, email you a gift code where you'll be able to pick out the ones that you like.
Oh, okay. So I shouldn't even include this letter?
No, ma'am. You don't have to.
Okay. I will probably be going to the post office tomorrow, and it said something on the email that you need the tracking number. So do I call you and give you the tracking number?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, Jasmine. I'm sorry. I was rude to you if I was rude. I apologize. I'm not feeling well. And to the post office. So I will.
Okay.
I'll bring a call back when I have the tracking number.
Okay.
And thank you. You've been helpful.
Thank you for calling Elite 14. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.